Hello there, Rumi. What are you doing here in the kitchen so late, all by yourself? Shouldn't you be sleeping right now? Oh, this storm woke you up. I see. Huh? What? Oh, don't mind me. I wasn't really staring at you. I just got lost in some thoughts. Yeah, some thoughts. Oops. Yeah, I'm a little hungry right now. Sorry about that. My stomach always does that at late night. No. See, the thing is, I do eat normally during the day and stuff, but only at night, I get like these crazy attacks of hunger out of nowhere. And it's been like that since I was a kid. Disease? Yeah, I guess. I guess you could call it that. It's nothing serious though. It doesn't need to be treated or anything like that. I don't even think it can be anyway. Oh, no, thank you. But I would rather take my food myself. Take it from the fridge and make it myself. But thanks for the offer though. You're always so sweet to me. I wonder if it is just as sweet to you. What? No, nothing. I didn't say anything. God. Huh? How did I move so fast behind you like that? What? I just walk up to you. Don't be silly. You just wasn't paying attention. That's all. What? Do you think I have superpowers or something? Well, I mean, you are completely wrong. Fuck. That smell. So intoxicating. Don't mind my hands, sweetie. I'm just making sure that you sit nice and steady in this chair for the next couple minutes. Relax. I'll explain everything. Just give me a second. Look, I'm sure you've heard of all the mysterious attacks in our city. Attacks by an unidentified animal, like they said. Police and the news keep yapping about it nonstop. Yeah, so what if I told you I know that it isn't an animal, and I know who is doing it? Would you keep it a secret? Or would you sell the info to the news and shit? No. If I'm going to tell you, I need to know for sure that you won't tell anybody. So do you promise this will stay between us two? Yeah? Okay. I hope you're prepared to hear this because it might shock you. The person that's behind all of these mysterious attacks is me. I wish I was joking, Rumi. But no. I'm being that serious. See, I I am cursed with this hunger for human blood. I can't control it, even now. You hear that? I can barely take it right now. I'm just dying to sink my sharp vampire teeth into someone's neck. Remember those weird holes the news talk about? Bites that every single one of those victims had? My fangs did it. That's right. My beautiful, sharp fangs. I'm a vampire. Oh yeah, most people think we don't exist, but they have no fucking idea. I don't know if there is more of us, or how many vampires there are, but I was bitten by one when I was a kid, so it would be naive to think that I'm the only one. Others probably just must be doing a better job and not bringing the news attention to them. But I don't give a fuck if the people find out. You know why? 'Cause at the end of the day, nobody can do anything to me. I'm stronger, faster, and I'm immortal. I can't be stopped nor killed. I can do whatever I want. And I'm thankful for that. But the thing that makes being a vampire a curse is the need to feed on human blood. Because, yeah, my tastes change and I like blood now. But I hate hurting people. You may think I don't, because I did it so many goddamn times already, but I truly do hate myself for it. And I want to stop. But it's not that simple. Because if I don't drink blood, I'm going to become old and weak. And I'm just gonna look terrible. So listen to the solution I came up with, Rumi. You're gonna help me. You will be my meal every day. I will feed on you, let you recover, then feed on you again when I'm hungry. That way, I'm not going to hurt anyone else anymore. Oh, I know you don't wanna. Obviously. I mean, I'd be fucking shocked if you agreed to it. But, see, the thing is, I'm not asking you anything. I'm just telling you what's going to be happening for the next years, decade, I don't know, maybe even longer. Oh, don't worry. It won't hurt as much. You'll get used to it after like a few times. I'm sorry, but understand that it's the only option. Yeah, I could find someone else, but finding another person with such an amazing smell like yours, which suggests that your blood is going to be the best I've ever tasted, would be hard. I can just already imagine how delicious it'll be. Once I start sucking it out of you. Matter of fact, I don't want to wait any longer. Bare your neck to me, Rumi. Shh. Close your eyes. This won't take too long. Look, I promise I'll kiss it all better afterwards and comfort you, okay? Just let me do this. For all the people, remember? Sometimes I can't control it with strangers and I killed them by accident. You can save some lives. You can save them. Just like this. Oh my god, your blood. I knew it would be the best one I've ever tasted. Oh gosh, I need more. I'm sorry. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm literally in ecstasy. And I still haven't had enough of it. Oh, I know it hurts like hell. I'm sorry. I know, but I have to. I have to. I need more. Oh, fuck. I'm just getting drunk at this point. I really should stop. I don't want to hurt you. But this is stronger than me. I might have to do it until you pass out. Shh, just let me drain you. You'll be fine. I promise. I think you will be anyway. Holy shit. I knew I should have stopped earlier. Now I'm drunk. Fuck. My head is gonna hurt in a minute. And I have a blur. Oh, blurry vision. Fuck. Can't even speak right anymore. But it was so delicious though. Oh shit. Hey, are you? Oh, thank God. I thought I killed you for a second. My bad. I didn't mean to do this to you like this on your first day already. I couldn't control myself. I'm sorry. Here, I'll kiss it better, like I said I would. Close your eyes. Try to fall asleep. You need it. And it's night, anyways. Remember? I promise I'll be way more gentle next time. Good night, Rumi.